Love one another. This is the last commandment Jesus taught us. It is the last commandment, the greatest commandment, and the most important commandment. When you put together what Jesus did, everything that Jesus did, everything that Jesus said, and everything that Jesus taught, the ultimate conclusion is this: love. So Jesus said conclusively, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. What is the meaning of the word commandment? Sometimes we think we have a negative attitude towards commandment. Commandment is something that you don't want to do, but you have to do. It's something that you're obligated to do, but you don't want to do. No. Commandment is what is the most important in your life. Commandment of your life. What is most important in your life? What makes your life life? The reason for you to exist, the reason for you to live, and the reason for you to live is to love. The ultimate purpose of life is to love. Love is the most important thing in your life. That's why St. Paul, he talks about love in whole chapter, and this is his conclusion. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these is love. That was St. Paul's conclusion. Do you believe that? Love is the most important thing in your life. Do you believe that? Also, love gives you happiness. When you're in love, you're happy. People who are in love, they have a smile on their faces. Have you seen people who are in love with a, you know, very sad face? They're happy. When they are in love, they are happy. That was what Jesus said today. He connects love with happiness and joy. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. It's very much to do with joy. Your love is very much to do with joy. So when you love, you'll be happy, you'll be joyful. The reason Jesus came to the world was to make you happy. He didn't come to make your life miserable. He came to make your life happy. He came to love you and tell you how much God loves you so that ultimately you can be happy. Love makes joy come alive. Love makes you happy. Do you believe that? So, love is the most important thing. Second, love makes you happy, right? That's what we believe, right? Then if we believe that love is the most important thing in life and love makes you so happy, how come I don't see much love around me? I see a lot of hatred, anger. I see indifference. People don't seem to care. I see a lot of this. I mean, love is most important and love makes you happy, but we don't have love. We don't see love around us. Is it because we don't truly believe in our heart that love is the most important thing? Something else is more important than love? Is that why? That we don't really practice love? Maybe we don't have conviction in our heart. We Christians, our doctrine, what we believe, we Christians believe that love is the most important, and we believe that love makes us happy. That's what we believe as Christians. Because our Lord Jesus says so, and also we have that conviction in our heart, and also we have experienced that ourselves in our lives. When we really, truly love we experience tremendous joy and happiness. And we realize that love is the most important thing. That's why when God created us, He put love within us. With our creation, He put love right in the center of our existence. It is more important than ears, eyes, arms, and legs. And inside, when you look at it, stomach, intestine, liver, and kidney. These are important things. So that's why God created all those things for us to survive. But if love is more important than that, wouldn't God put that love within us? Yes, God planted love within us. God created in God's image. What is God's image? God's image is love, nothing else. God's image is not something that you can see. The image of God is love. That's what who God is. That's why John said, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love." Period. It's not that God loves. God is love. That's God's image. And God created us in His image, and that image is love. He planted love within us because it is the most important thing. So when Adam was created, the first time he sees the Eve, and he said this, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." That was how he interacted with Eve. "This is bone of my bones and flesh of flesh." First thing that he said was that, seeing Eve. And of course, a few verses later, "That woman that you gave me." You know, he was, "That woman you gave me." I mean, this changed. But when he first saw Eve, he said, "This bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh." Love. And I could see that last week. Teddy and Nicole's baby, Cody, had a complication when he was born. I received a text on Wednesday from Nicole asking for prayer. She doesn't usually text me for prayers, but she really desperately sent me a text to pray for Cody. Fortunately, Cody's okay, and he came home. I know the feeling of Nicole and Teddy because Young Me and I went through a similar thing with Gray, our daughter Grace. I saw the love of parents. It's almost an instinct. The babies, when they're born, the first person, people that he or she sees is his parents. Cody, the first person he sees is parents. And the first experience they have in the world is love. That's what they experience first time when they are born in the world. Because God made it that way. Without that love, that baby will not survive. Without love, that baby will not grow. That's why they experience love as soon as they're born in the world. Love makes you grow. Love makes you a complete human adult. Being an adult doesn't mean that now you're 18. That's not just chronological age. When you are able to completely love, that's when you become truly adult. It's ability to love. That defines who is an adult, who is a child. Doesn't matter how old you are, you're still selfish and you're only thinking about yourself, that you are childish. You're not grown adult. Only when you're able to love, that's when you become an adult. So love and being an adult are very connected. That's what Paul saw. That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, about the famous love chapter, he talks about this adult stuff. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. He's talking about love. When I did not have love, I was like childish. But when I have love, I put away the childish thinking, childish ways. I think about others first. When you're still immature, when you're still like a baby, then you only think about yourself, your needs, and your wants. But as you grow out of it, when you are able to love, then you can think about other people first. To this Children's Sunday, teach your children how to love. That's the best lesson that you can give. Now, it's more important than learning how to feed yourself, how to survive in this world. Teach them how to love. Because when you are able to love, you can almost survive in any situation. I believe that. Do you believe that? If you know how to love, you can survive in extreme situation. You become strong now when you build muscles. You become strong when you are able to persevere through difficult extreme situations, and only love can give you that kind of power to be able to persevere through extreme situations. The reason we cannot see much love around us, you know why? It's not because you don't have love. You have love, but that love is damaged. That's why you cannot see much love around us. The love within you, love God planted within you, that love was damaged. When? When you're hurt. When you're hurt, that love becomes damaged. Your heart becomes hardened. You become incapable of receiving love and giving love because that love is damaged. Jesus came to repair, restore, heal that damaged love within you. Love of Jesus Christ has a power to heal. Love heals. Jesus' love is like this. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. That's Jesus' love. He laid down himself for others, for love. So the love of the cross flows out of the cross and flows within you. When you believe in Jesus Christ, the love that flows out of the cross will flow within you and heals you. It has healing power. Your diseases, your hurt, your pain, your suffering, your worries, doubt, anxiety, and darkness, love heals them all. Our hardened heart becomes soft. We could not receive love before, but now we are free to receive love. We could not give love before, but now you're free to give love. Love is not something you feel. Many people think of love as feeling, but that's not true. Feeling always comes and goes, but love does not. If love is feeling, no one can love eternally or forever. A lot of you watch Korean drama. the Queen of Tears. 백현웅 did not just feel for Hong Yein. He took the bullet for her. Love is neither feeling nor action. Sometimes, you know, even though you love, you don't know what to do. You there's nothing that you can do. Especially the parents who have teenage children, they may feel very helpless. What can I do for them? They're rebellious. No matter what I do, they won't listen to me. Sometimes you cannot do anything. But love is more than just feeling or action. Love is the way we live our lives. That's what love is. It is the way we live our lives. It is the way we interact with God, interact with each other, interact with the world. That's what love is. Since it is a way to live our life, I believe that. To me, the most important thing about love is you practice. You practice. That's what love is. It's not just you feel what you feel. It's not just what you do. You practice love. Every day, every single moment, we practice, we discipline ourselves to love. You cannot learn to do a full marathon overnight. Today, this morning, it took 40 minutes just to go around. And it took almost an hour and 20 minutes because of marathon. I went this way, blocked, that way, blocked. And so I went all the way back to the east and then came out through the down valley. You cannot do a full marathon overnight. You cannot love like St. Paul. Overnight, you can't do that. Practice, practice, practice. Empty yourself and build others up. That is a practice. Don't let your hurt damage love within you. Turn that make that hurt become a suffering love, which is compassion. Come is together. Passion is suffering. Suffering together with that person. So when there's hurt, turn that into compassion. Thich Nhat Hanh, who was a Buddhist monk in Vietnam, he said this, without understanding, love cannot be true love. We must look deeply in order to see and understand the needs, aspirations, and suffering of the one we love. Try to understand people around you. What suffering are they going through? What aspirations do they have? What help do they need? Look around. And then learn to understand, learn to see their needs. That's what love is. When you love, you don't just become indifferent to people around you. You pay attention to what's going on in their lives. Parents, pay attention to your children. Children, pay attention to your parents. If family members cannot love each other, what is a family? If friends cannot love each other, what is friendship? If the church people cannot love each other, what is this community? Practice so that love within you freely flows out of you. Love becomes second nature to you. That's what God wants. Love becomes second nature to you. That's what it means to be a Christian.